The new 837 actually changes that previous certification accreditation process and recasts it in a six-step risk management framework, which in the short version means that we're going back to implementing security as part of a security lifecycle process, not just focusing on certification and accreditation, but going back to making sure we do all the right things throughout the lifecycle, which is a very important concept.
Talk to folks, because sometimes I think they hear this risk management framework sounds a little bit daunting. Actually, this is just looking and saying, hey, we can't secure everything. We need to decide what's the most important and start there.
That's exactly right. The framework is really a common sense, very simple six-step process. And it really goes back to the fundamentals of information security, figuring out the criticality and sensitivity of the organization's information assets with regard to their missions, their core missions and business processes, and then making a careful selection of the appropriate security controls. These are management, operational, and technical safeguards and countermeasures that an organization would deploy both in their information systems and in the environment in which those systems operate. Picking the right set of controls, making sure that you have a defense-in-depth, holistic approach to protecting those core missions, and then going through making sure those controls are implemented correctly, operating as intended, and then the assumption of risk is the actual authorization, or what was formerly called the accreditation step, making sure that you've got sufficient knowledge on the part of senior leaders to understand what controls have been deployed, how effective they are, and what's the level of residual risk that remains within that enterprise with regard to their core missions, making that risk acceptance decision, and then going into the thing we're calling now continuous monitoring, which has really been around since 2004, but now has been very much the focus because of automation and some of the things we can do to more effectively monitor our controls over time.
And that's the biggest change in this current version of 800-37 is that continuous monitoring aspect, right?
Yes, we've actually had continuous monitoring and the risk-based processes in our guidance documents going back to 2003 and 2004 when we first started developing the standards and guidelines with respect to FISMA 2003. So it's not a new concept. The difference is we've now recast continuous monitoring in the six-step risk framework. So we're going from the total lifecycle approach, which ends up with monitoring the security state of the system over time. And that has a greatly increased emphasis, especially with some of the new things we're doing with the Security Content Automation Protocol project, where we have the ability now to define with our vendor community out there good sets of configuration settings and actually can use automation to test and evaluate those controls to see if those settings are actually in effect. Hmm. But lots of good automation can make the process much more cost-effective and efficient.
But one of the points you make in this document is that continuous monitoring does not replace, or that doesn't mean you don't have to do all the traditional, the normal security authorization that you have to do out there.
That's the primary reason why we released the FAQ, is to make sure that we clarify these different concepts. Continuous monitoring is very different than security authorization or the old certification accreditation process. The acceptance of risk or the authorization process will always be part of a lifecycle approach. That's the step you come to once you've selected and deployed all the controls to the best of your ability. And now the senior leaders have to make that risk-based decision on whether to go forward and operate. That's a very different concept than continuous monitoring, which is an ongoing look at the security state of your system. It's really managing change in a very dynamic environment where hardware, software, firmware, the environment of operations are constantly changing. How do you manage that change and react to those changes and then go back and do the authorization process pretty much on an ongoing basis as things change? So they're very different concepts.